I think someone said that, oh, the mom is short, the child is confirm short. My mom was thinking, yeah, my child is short, but don't worry, we are fine. We are still normal people. We still go out and face y'all. Hi, my name is Esther. I'm 37 this year. I'm a mother of one, and I have dwarfism. I'm actually 125 cm. I have hypochondroplasia. It's a not very common dwarfism, because it's much more mild one. Basically, I have shorter limbs and shorter hands. We actually met on a dating app. There's this height column that we need to state. And when I stayed there, everybody thought that I'm joking. Someone actually asked me, you sure or not? Is it a way for you to attract guys to talk to you? Then I said, no, this is really true. I have dwarfism. Whenever I say I got dwarfism, then the conversation stopped. It's very common for people to mind also. I mean, it's nothing wrong. And he's the one that I met that it's not mine.
She did tell me about her condition. I don't really care lah. To me, the characteristic of the person is more important. I told her, I say, you don't need to do anything special. When we meet up the first time, she ended up wearing a platform?
Wearing a platform shoe.
We actually go out. He's not very used to it at first. So people are actually staring at me, laughing. Then he actually mind a lot. He feel hurt, I understand the love lah.
I heard it's not because like, you know, I feel I hurt myself. I just I don't like people, how people look at
her. Yeah, he feel that I will feel hurt. Then I tell him that actually, if you are very mild, you're mild at that. Actually, it hurt me even more. Because you are actually feeling very angry, those kind of things. It's a very normal way to be curious. Just like when someone, example, having a three eyes, then you look at the person. It's very common, yeah. It's a very common human reaction. But then, just treat as people look at me, give me the extra attention, and maybe one day they'll come my way and ask me for a signature or autograph. Yeah, so that's why he actually get used to it.
We date for 3 years. We were married in October 2021. We have our little boy, Elliot, in September 2022. So now he's 2 years, 2 months.
What is this? When I was pregnant, I think a lot of people was looking at me in a very different way. People thought that my stomach is actually fake.
Yeah.
They will give that glance that, you sure she's pregnant? A lot of people have this misconception that whereby dwarfism people actually is infertile. They think that actually we are unable to give birth, we are unable to lead a very normal woman life. Some of them actually can give birth to even a normal height children.
Yes, yes.
When actually I first found I'm pregnant, I was anxious, happy at the same time, and I keep thinking that will Elliot get the same thing with me? Will he inherit my genes? And then every gynae appointment, I just keep asking my gynae the same old question. How's his growth? Especially how's his leg growth? 12 weeks, that's the part where we go for an in-depth scan. The gynae break this new where he say this, hey, he actually will be like you. When we walk out of the clinic, I started to break down. To be honest, I have this mental prepared about Elliot might have or might not have. But I guess it's hurt more when actually he's have. And as a dwarfism mom, I feel very bad that he have to go through whatever things that I go through before. And he saw me crying and he also broke down. And I actually asked him one question. You sure you mind about having this boy?
To me, it doesn't matter. But the most important part to me, right, is that when we are alive, it's good. It's good. I can protect him, she can protect him. One day, we'll be gone. When he's in school, what is it going to happen? You know? Is it going to get bullied badly? Or will he get liked by many friends? Which I feel that for now, the scenario I see now is that I think he will get liked by many people.
Yeah, so we try to train him to be more cheerful.
Go.
My brother actually said this to me, which actually do not still remember. He said, hey, you look at who you are right now. You are a complete girl that actually a lot of girls' dreams are. And you have a lot of friends. The only difference you have is just shorter. And he asked me to bring up Elliot to be who I am and bring out like how my mom brings me up. A lot of people's mindset is that when you have a special child, you should hide them in the home. You shouldn't bring them out to let them face the world, which actually I think is a complete different thing. You should bring them out to let them know that the world is still very beautiful, honestly speaking. people might look at you in a very different way. You can appreciate the world in a different way also. You shouldn't be mind about how people look at you. Yay. Even till now, I still feel very bad. Elliot one day, when he was slightly older, he come and scold me that, hey, why you bring me up to this world?
If he asked this question, then I will ask him that. What is so incomplete of you other than your height?
My hope about Elliot is just that, you know, he have good friends around. He will find someone that actually love who he is, like how I love mine. And then, just do whatever things that he likes.